Jared, there are some big games on this weekend, including Kilmacrenan and Celtic's match with Kildrum Tigers. You already met them this season. You beat them 2-0 at home. Is that significant going into this weekend's match?
I suppose it's always good to get a win, but I suppose it does help us. They beat us 2 weeks ago in the Ulster Cup, and then they have had a good one beating Fannad at the weekend, so they're probably going to be fairly confident of us coming down there. So, but we know what they're like and what they're about, so it's not going to be easy.
No, certainly won't. Indeed, if you look at the Brian McCormick Sports Premier Division table in the Donegal Junior League, Bonagie United, Letterkenny Rovers, Kildrum and Kilmacrenan and Celtic, as things stand, you know, it looks like being a four-horse race at the moment. The next few games will be very important. You've lost just once in 8 outings, so you're very much in the mix.
We are, yeah. We've only lost the one game. We've drawn one as well. So, you just take each game as it comes. But I think now in the next month, because we're all the top teams are playing each other, because we kind of avoided each other there between cups and different cups pre-Christmas and things like that. So I think now in the next month is going to be a big month to see who can maintain their run of form, and say big, we're all playing each other, so it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, certainly is. At the bottom of the table, Rathmullen Celtic and Swilly, you know, they're struggling a little bit. You drew away with St. Catharines. That was apart from your defeat against Bonagie, that's the only other game you dropped points in. But, you know, there's still no easy game here. And for the teams pushing for the title, you know, if you're held to a draw somewhere against one of the lower teams, ultimately that could prove to be the difference.
That can be. I say St. Catharines, we didn't play well up there, and probably they had probably better chances just one of those days, and it's hard to go up there, and they're still a good team. They could beat anybody on their day. So he kind of really, because of the league this year, it's very competitive. Like I say, Bonagie and Rovers coming in this year, so you can't really afford to drop points, where other years you might be able to drop a few points and claw them back. But with everybody, the standard of the teams up there now and the players that are playing the league, it's going to be hard to, I suppose, not lose. You have to keep the points coming. So
You've had some pretty comprehensive wins during the campaign so far. You put 6 past Swilly, 7 past Rathmullen. You're certainly not goal shy. 23 goals in 8 games, joint top scorers with KG Rovers. And you've let in only 4 at the back, so you've the joint meanest defence with Kildrum. So that augurs well for the times ahead.
It does. Listen, it's always good to get score goals. And this Rathmullen Swilly, so they're kind of going through a different spell and stuff, you know. I suppose we're a bit better quality on the day for them games. But more probably happier than the not conceding many goals, because over the last few years that's kind of been a problem. We've worked a bit in that and a bit more time spent in the training ground, just making sure we're a bit better defensive, because a defence can win you leagues at the end of the day as well. So that's the way I look at it. So listen, if we're not conceding many and we're still scoring, then we have a chance.
Yeah. Well, 6 wins in 8 games, you know, you've got a bit of momentum there. If you can get another victory this weekend, it obviously improves your position. You've got a couple of games in hand on both Kildrum and Bonagie United, but it's really just halfway this weekend for yourself, so there's a lot of points to be played for.
Definitely is. Like, I mean, we still have Letterkenny Rovers to play twice, we have Fannad to play twice, we have Bonagie again. We'll be finished with Kildrum after this weekend, so there's a lot of games there, and there's going to be a lot of changes, I think, between for top 4 in the next month or so. So I think we are going well, but we just like to play more games probably this time of the year, but it didn't really happen, just with cups and things. But we're still the Brian McCormick Cup to look forward as well. So semi-final and that. So we've a lot of football they've played. I think there's maybe a few twists and turns along the way. Because I don't think anybody is just going to pull away just yet. Yeah. But definitely in the next month now, probably the reading of the table will be probably a bit more clear maybe of who's kind of pushing towards it.
Who has impressed you most of the opposition so far?
Well, like I say, I haven't played Letterkenny or Rovers and Fannad yet, so but Letterkenny is very strong. So Bunnygee now probably was the team that they beat us. So they probably were the team that the toughest team we've played so far and impressed us now. But Kildrum now, they seem to be going well now again. So, but I'd say so far, I know Bunnygee would be the team that we've played against. It's been our toughest game.